From the Jew of Malta, Act One. Give me the merchants of the Indian mines that trade in metal of the purest mold, the wealthy Moor that in the eastern rocks without control can pick his riches up and in his house heap pearl like pebble stones, receive them free and sell them with a weight, bags of fiery opals, sapphires, amethysts, jacinths, hard toppers, grass-green emeralds, beauteous rubies, sparkling diamonds, and seen costly stones of so great price as all of them indifferently rated and of a character of this quantity may serve in peril of calamity to ransom great kings from captivity. This is the ware wherein consists my wealth. And thus methinks, should men of judgment frame their means of traffic from the vulgar trade, and as their wealth increaseth, so enclose infinite riches in a little room. But how now stands the wind? Into what corner peers my halcyon's bill? Ah, to the east, yes? See how stands the vanes. East and be south? Why, then I hope my ships I sent for Egypt and the bordering isles are gotten up by Nilo's winding banks, mine argosy from Alexandria, laden with spice and silks, now under sail to Malta through our Mediterranean sea.